Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Assistant Director of Engage New Mexico, David Greenberg, to talk to us about community schools. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Absolutely, Emily. It's so wonderful to be here again.
You're welcome. First of all, what are community schools and how did they become part of Success Partnership?
I would say one of the most exciting things that's happening locally with regards to education, and so that's community schools. A community school is really two things. One, it's a physical school that's sort of infused with after-school programs. It's open 24/7. It's a hub for community resources. So essentially, we're taking a school that already exists, and we're supporting that school. And so we're supporting it with wraparound services. We're supporting it with a community assessment that goes in and helps the community help learn what the school community wants and needs from its education systems, and then makes that happen. So this is a chance to integrate the community with our education systems.
So is this something new, or is this something that has been around the nation?
When you go back and really do some reading about the history of public education in the country, community schools have been around since the beginning of education here. I mean, when you think about, you know, that old one-room schoolhouse where the whole community comes together and really supports the children, and education is reflective of community values, I mean, that's essentially a community school. And so it's an old idea, but it's also become very popular recently because it caters to some of the social conditions that oftentimes deny students opportunities in today's education system.
So when did it become a different thing from public schools?
Well, recently, in the past 10 years, it's really expanded. And so in New Mexico, for example, in the past 10 years, we've seen a Community Schools Act, which supports the development of community schools here in New Mexico. And nationally, there's about 5,000 schools that are regular public schools that have been transformed into community schools.
Can you be a little bit more specific as to
absolutely
how is it different from a public school?
So a community school has several elements that we found that, you know, community schools that have these elements across the country have really been transformational for students and communities. But it's not like a program, right? It's not something that we just throw at a school. It's really a process. It's a process where the community around a school comes together to support teachers and students and parents, and where parents can really take, and community members can really take ownership over the education of their children and of the children in their community.
Is there a coordinator of the
Sure.
community schools besides the principal or a teacher or a parent?
Yeah, absolutely. So community schools allow for those sort of structures where a principal can work alongside teachers and other school staff and bring in parents and students even and community members and businesses in the community and nonprofit organizations and collectively create what are often called school site leadership teams, which help to drive what is called a community assessment. So let me just take you through the process of sort of what a community school looks like, right? Because you visualize, right now, we're tight on resources all throughout Doñana County, but yet we have these schools that are oftentimes beautiful, amazing facilities that are empty in the evenings and on weekends and sometimes in the summer. And so the thinking is like, how can we use these amazing facilities more efficiently and effectively to serve community needs and really as a vehicle for community engagement? So how do we get from, you know, where we are now with our schools to a system where every school in Doñana County is a community school? So we start with what's called a community assessment. So in the process of a school transforming into a community school, first, the community needs to be engaged, because this is not another sort of top-down initiative where folks from, you know, Washington, D.C. or Santa Fe are saying, this is how we run our schools. This is something that is actually coming from the community. And so the first step is to go to the community and really ask the questions like, you know, what do you want to see in your education system? What are the needs of this community? What could a school offer this community? And so sometimes it's things like, you know, there's nothing for the kids to do after school, right? The kids are they're bored after school. They oftentimes get in trouble, and yet at the same time we have these phenomenal after school opportunities in our community. And so how can we better integrate those in the school itself? Oftentimes, we know that 40% of our students in Doniana County are living in poverty, right? I mean, they're growing up, you know, in families where parents are working two, sometimes three jobs. How can we support parents? How can we use those beautiful school facilities to support parents in the evenings with, you know, different classes that they might need, nutrition classes, you know, any sort of financial literacy, computer literacy classes, and really just open up the school for community members to come together and engage in their children's education and just get used to being at the school site.
Is there a specific school you're looking at right now?
Absolutely. So we believe that in order to really transform education in Doniana County and make sure that every single student has an opportunity to be successful in school and life, that every school needs to be a community school. And we've got a phenomenal group of committed partners that are working to make that happen. But we knew that we needed a school that would sort of be a model. So a way to sort of apply this community school philosophy or process here in Doniana County. We know it works. It's not a pilot. It's not like we're testing out this theory. We know it works. Evidence shows that every dollar we invest in community schools yields $15 of social return. So we know that the evidence is there to show the results. This works. But we still want to, we want a model school to show what this process is capable of. And so after going to several principals and really sort of digging into the data and where the needs are and where this model could have a real impact, we decided on Lynn Middle School as a model to see how this process could work. And so throughout the summer, we are going to be working with the community of Lynn to develop this sort of community vision about what they want to see in their community school.
And Lynn Middle School is in Las Cruces?
Yes, right there on Walnut Street. So it's right downtown. And so it's accessible. A lot of the students at Lynn Middle School, and let me just say, I've had the opportunity to spend some time at Lynn recently, and it is just a wonderful, wonderful place full of amazing people who are so committed to children. And yet, at the same time, the children oftentimes face some serious challenges. And oftentimes, there are out-of-school challenges and traumas that they face in their life that are impacting their opportunities that they have once they're in school. And so our goal with the community school is to see how the community can come together and support teachers and support parents to make sure that those children have the opportunity to be successful.
And do the students have an opportunity to give input as to what their needs are?
Absolutely. So we are in the process of designing a very comprehensive community assessment. And so this isn't just like we're going to go door to door with a survey. We are going to have an engaging process. We've talked about all sorts of different ways to bring the community together in dynamic, fun, creative ways. And at the same time, make sure that every single person in that community allows their voice to be heard.
And when is this process going to start?
So we are actually having a meeting at Lynn Middle School this coming Monday to really start planning out this process. And all our meetings are open. So,
what time is your meeting?
So our meeting is at 4 o'clock on Monday, but we'd appreciate if, just because of our planning, that if anybody's interested in joining this process, they shoot an email to david@ngagenm.org or call 575-521-1957. And that's just so that we can make sure that we've got enough facilities and our logistics are all set. But really, this process is totally open to everyone in our community. And in fact, it's going to take everyone in our community to make it a success.
as they say, it takes a village to educate the whole community, right? Yeah. So what else do we want people to know about being a part of Success Partnership? Now, you're now Assistant Director of Engage New Mexico. How is Success Partnership involved with Engage New Mexico?
Sure. So the Engage New Mexico plays a what we call a backbone role, helping us support the Success Partnership. And I want to make clear that the folks that are working on community schools through the Success Partnership and the folks that are working on the other Success Partnership initiatives like early childhood education are not limited to just one organization. We have over 100 different partners throughout the community. That includes parents, teachers, students, and also organizations like, health organizations, business organizations, unions, all elected officials. And I'd love to start naming organizations, but there's just so many that I'm sure I'd leave a ton out. But we have, the Success Partnership is a group of partners that have just come together and said, we are committed to making a difference for kids in Doniana County. So often what we have is we have different partners or organizations working in what are called silos. So they're essentially just, focused on one pocket of kids here and there throughout our county. But we're not all working together in the best way. And so the Success Partnership is a group of these organizations and individuals saying we are going to combine forces as a community and see how we can transform opportunities for children in Doniana County. There's over 50,000 kids in our county, and a lot of them are slipping through the cracks. And so it really is going to take all of us if we want to provide an opportunity for success for all of them.
So you became quite passionate about these community schools, and how did you decide to start doing that here in Doniana County?
Sure, that's a great question. For me, and again, I'm just one of the many, many partners who are working on this collectively. And I used to be a teacher in Doniana County. So I was...
what did you teach?
I taught high school history at Gadsden High School. So I saw firsthand, I had students that were sleeping in cars. I had students that were coming to class and they couldn't do their homework because they were looking for a place to sleep the night before. And at the same time, I saw, I got to meet the most amazing, brilliant, beautiful, resilient people I've ever met in my life in my students. And it's just so unjust and inequitable that some students in Doniana County aren't given the opportunity to succeed in school because of social conditions that exist beyond the classroom. Again, 40% live in poverty. And if we, oftentimes we throw our hands in the air and we say, the system isn't working with education, but the system is working. It's just working, for what it's designed to do. It's almost like it's a sorting hat. Kids who come to school with the conditions to be successful succeed, and those that don't, unfortunately, oftentimes slip through the cracks. And so if we really want to create opportunities for those kids, we have to think about how do we change the system. Right? We can't just make a difference for one kid or a pocket of kids. We all need to work together to change the system. And I think community schools does just that. And it was some of our partners really that brought this idea to the kind of Success Partnership leadership group. So some of our partners at NEA, United Way, Las Cruces Public Schools, gosh, here I go naming, New Mexico State University, the City of Las Cruces, the Department of Health, FYI, the Boys and Girls Club, Hatch Valley Schools, Ben Archer, the Burrell College of Medicine, La Clinica de Familia, Peace Lutheran Church, the Coalition Against Bullying, the list goes on and on. All of these partners are committed to making this happen.
And to find out more, you do have a website, successdac.org. And again, let's remind people that this Monday, June the 20th, at Lynn Middle School,
We're going to have a meeting. So we are going to begin this community assessment process. So we're going to talk about how we can make sure that every single person in the Lynn community has a chance to express their voice about what they want to see in the community school. And then we're going to have another meeting in July where we're going to be talking about how do we make this movement work for every school throughout the county. And again, if you're a parent or a teacher or a student out there or a community member, please go to your school and figure out how your school in your neighborhood can become a community school.
And visit the website, successdac.org. Well, I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us about and explaining to us what a community school is. Assistant Director of Engage New Mexico, David Greenberg.
Thank you so much, Emily, and thanks to all the listeners out there who are committed to education in our county.
Thank you. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.